Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Matthew 9, 18 to 26. Faith heals. 1. An official knelt before him. In one way or another, everyone wants to own, to possess, to have. We want things and people to belong to us. We take possession of our children, our spouses, our homes. We are so clumsy that we even claim our parish, our group, our youth ministry, because I have been there for so many years that it is mine already. It's a constant my, and we are eternal buyers of things, of lives, and of consciences. The latter is very dangerous. If you understand that you are an administrator of life and a simple supporting actor, you're going to help Jesus come to heal people who are in need. This man in the gospel approaches Jesus not because of his role or because he has authority, but because of his pain and need. How do you approach Jesus today? As if you were in charge or as a needy person? 2. Women suffering hemorrhages. This woman came up behind Jesus because she felt shame and fear. When these two feelings appear in your life, you end up putting yourself behind. You lose all initiative and the desire to move forward, to direct your life. Make an effort to fight these two feelings that can destroy your life. Overcome your inner fear and make your own decisions freely. Let go of the shame imposed on you by certain people, situations, society, or those around you. And dare to do more because God always has something to give. 3. She is not dead. Jesus is a God of opportunities and comes to show you a beautiful path. For those who have faith, no one is dead. There is always a chance to live fully in spite of adversities. Even if you have been fired from your job, you're not dead. Get up. Even if your family has left you, you're not dead. Get up. Even if you've been kicked out of your group of friends, you're not dead. Get up. Even if they laugh at your failures, you're not dead. Get up. Even if they've destroyed your life, you're not dead. Get up. Remember, something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.